I'm David Andrews. I'm going to be on Totally Patriot. You better watch.
Back from Dallas and off again, the Pats are hitting the road to Indy, and Totally Patriots is going full speed. How does a team pave the way to another win? Determination. Professor Fritz dives inside the brain for a crash course in how they do that.
I am more determined than ever to teach you to be a better football player.
Plus, see what happens when Terrell Brown takes the wheel.
That's a setup.
And shares some of his secrets on Tilted.
It's definitely a good movie, but after watching it 100 times, it's not good.
Buckle up with the center as he drops in on Pat's chat.
I didn't like it. There was too much running for me.
And ups his game in Totally Challenge.
How about your choice?
Let's get in gear. Totally Patriots starts right now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Hey guys, it is amazing to be back. The Pats are back, I'm back, which means all is right in the world. Huge win against the Cowboys, but the boys can't unpack their bags yet because they're headed to Indianapolis. It's a really long trip, but not as long as the trip David Andrews had to make to get here from Georgia. Let's learn a lot more about the rookie in this week's Audible.
David Andrews, and I'm from Alpharetta, Georgia. I started playing football when I was 6 years old, so first grade. I played a lot of sports growing up, but there was just something about football that I couldn't get enough of, and I fell in love with it. I was a diehard Georgia fan before I went there, and it was a dream come true to be able to go play for Georgia, and it was some of the best 4 years of my life. You know, my grandfather was a big Georgia fan, and my mom went to Auburn, and so it just was something that, you know, I gravitated to, and I had a lot of different influences, but Georgia was just the one that stuck for me. Oh, fun fact, I don't get brain freezes. Me and some buddies were just eating a bunch of ice cream one day, actually, and they were all getting brain freezes, and I was just chugging away some ice cream, and no effect, and never really gotten one. I can kill some ice cream. In college, I did, there were some charity events for milkshake drinking contest at Chick-fil-A, and I did those like 2 years in a row and won each time, so, it was for a good cause, and, we got the victory. One word to describe myself. I have to go with fun. I like to have fun in whatever I'm doing, whether it's just sitting at home or playing ball or, doing something I don't like to do. I'm going to try to make it fun so I can enjoy it and have a good time. Now you just learned a little something about me, David Andrews.
No brain freezes? Are you kidding me? I would die for that superpower. You guys shouldn't know and have no idea how much frozen yogurt I am putting into this large, large body. But anyways, let's let David Andrews get his biggest test yet. It's time for Patch Chat.
Totally Patriots.
Thank you, Ashley. Here we are at the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. I'm with some students from Froleo Middle School in Abington. Excited to be here and meet and welcome in David Andrews, everybody.
Do you have any pregame rituals, and if so, what are they?
No, I like to kind of just stay calm, listen to music, really just relax a little bit. I still get nervous, so anything to kind of help me relax and just, get ready to go, but nothing really. That's kind of my set ritual.
What kind of music do you listen to before a game?
Oh, man, I'm a big country music fan, so I listen to a lot of country. I don't like to get too amped up, because, still got a long time before the game. Got to go through warm-ups and stuff like that. So just try to stay calm until it's time to go.
How many hours do you practice daily?
Ooh, just practice? Usually about 3 hours. So it's not too bad, but there's just a lot of other stuff that goes along with it.
Do you watch any TV shows?
Yeah, I watch a little TV. I started watching The Walking Dead the other day. So I know it just came back on TV, but I'm trying to catch up, so kind of enjoying that right now.
What motivated you to play football?
I played soccer. My first sport I ever played was soccer when I was like 4 years old. And I didn't like it. There was too much running for me. And so I told my parents I wanted to do something else. And my dad, you know, said, let's play football. And so I played football and I just fell in love with it. So mainly just the love of the game for me is just what makes me want to do it every day.
Growing up, who was your role model in football?
In football? Oh, man. I play center, so I always liked offensive lineman and center. And growing up, I liked Jeff Saturday a lot. He played for the Colts, who we're about to play. But I liked the way he played the game. So that's probably kind of one of my football influences.
If you weren't playing football, what would you be doing right now?
Well, I'd probably have to have a regular job, but what I'd want to be doing would probably be hunting right now. But I'd probably just be working somewhere, trying to earn some money some way. But preferably, I'd rather be hunting.
So Shaq Mason went to Georgia Tech. Is there a little rivalry going on now?
Yeah, me and Shaq actually trained together before, you know, this whole situation, before we were here. So we knew each other before the whole thing, and never thought I'd be a teammate with the Georgia Tech guy, but Shaq's all right in my book, but there's definitely a rivalry, so, Georgia, when we were there, we were 3-1 against them, so, you know, we were obviously the better team those 4 years.
Cool. All right, well, we will have more coming up in Challenge, guys. Give it up one time, David Andrews, make some noise.
Coming up on Totally Patriots. When it comes to defense, Terrell Brown is no stranger to collecting tackles. Find out what he collects off the field when he gets tilted.
I got a lot. It's a lot. A couple thousand.
Plus, what makes a catch into a touchdown or a fumble into a Patriots possession? Skill and determination. The Pats have plenty, and Professor Fritz explains why and how they do that.
Look, if you're going to make things happen in your life, you're going to need determination.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bose, the official sound of the Patriots. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
How do we get from Indianapolis quarterback Andrew Luck to Patriots wide receiver Brandon LaFell? Andrew Luck appeared on an episode of Parks and Recreation with actor Chris Pratt, who starred in the blockbuster Jurassic World, produced by Steven Spielberg. Spielberg is the godfather of actress Drew Barrymore, who co-starred in the movie Blended with Bella Thorne. Thorne was a presenter at the Cartoon Network Hall of Game Awards, hosted by Cam Newton, who was teammates in Carolina with Patriots wide receiver Brandon LaFell. And that's your 6 degrees.
So many connections, but here's another one for you. We got Brandon LaFell. He's number 19. You add 6 for 6 degrees, obvs, and you get 25. 25 is Terrell Brown. Now, he's new to the team, so you know what that means. I need all the deets. We're putting him in the hot seat. It's time for Tilted.
Do I have any hidden talents? I mean, I sing in a shower. A go-to song in the shower. I believe I can fly.
Oh, no.
That's a setup.
What?
Oh, I would love to go to Mars. As long as I get away back, you know, they have that new movie about to come out when a guy got stuck on Mars. The reason I would want to go to Mars is just to say I went to Mars. My most embarrassing moment was in fifth grade. Me and a friend of mine, we cut all our hair off. That was kind of embarrassing the first day coming back because your head didn't match with your skin color. So I looked pretty funny. So yeah, that's probably my most embarrassing moment. What am I scared of? Being in the ocean by myself.
That's it. Hello.
Sharks.
Sharks!
You know what I don't want to watch anymore? Tangled. I am so tired of watching Tangled. My daughter had me watch Tangled a million times. She knows she can recite it word for word, so I just don't want to watch Tangled anymore. It's definitely a good movie, but after watching it 100 times, it's not good anymore. If I had to hunt for my own food, what type of tools are you giving me to hunt with? A knife? Yeah, I'd probably become a vegetarian. I would love to fly. Get away from traffic. I guess the thing that people don't know about me is I've always had a shoe fetish. I've had a shoe fetish since I was a younger child. I would get birthday money or Christmas money and save all my money and spend it all on shoes. I got a lot. It's a lot. A couple thousand. Yeah, I have a separate room for all my shoes.
Thousands of shoes in their own room. Can we talk about how much effort that takes? I know a ton of sneakerheads, and they will all agree they have the same two things in common: dedication and determination. The producer of my radio show camped out overnight for a pair of new Jordans. Now that is determination. Professor Fritz will break it all down and how they do that.
Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. And welcome to How They Do That. I am more determined than ever to teach you to be a better football player. Determination is the process of accomplishing your goals despite obstacles. Yeah, sounds a lot like persistence, but there's one very important difference. To be determined, you have to make a decision. So, make a decision. Decision-making relies on past experiences to predict possible outcomes. When you first encounter a problem, your brain recalls memories that are stored in the hippocampus to categorize the information. Once you're given the information context, you can use these past experiences to decide what to do. Aiding in this process is the risk-reward paradigm. Just like it sounds, your brain judges whether the reward is worth the risk. The part of the brain responsible for rewards is known as the limbic system. The limbic system has 4 main structures: the amygdala, the hippocampus, the septal area, and the limbic cortex. For our purposes, we're going to peel away the cortex and focus on what's underneath, mainly the nucleus accumbens. The neurons located in the midbrain connect to the nucleus accumbens via the mesolimbic pathway. Scientists have discovered that the neurotransmitter dopamine gets released along the pathway before an action, not just when something is completed. As a result, you can still get the same happy feeling from a near miss as you would from a success. Look, if you're going to make things happen in your life, you're going to need determination. And with that comes every roadblock, speed bump, and detour that life will put in your way. So what are you going to do? Pull over? No, not if you're going to win in the end. You need a strong determination to keep your pedal to the metal and make it to the finish line. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Totally Facts. On the road in Indy. Did you know, if you're under 14, you can be fined $3 per swear word in Indianapolis with a maximum of $10 worth of fines per day. This big guy can't be afraid of much. He's the one getting the ball to Tom Brady. So what on the table has him worried? Find out in Totally Challenge.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by
Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Rob Ninkovich, defensive end for the Patriots. My first job was a landscaper at 15 years old, and I shoveled buckets of stone. The job was not very fun, and I only made 3 days of work because I had football as well, and it just wasn't working out shoveling stone and going to play football after that. So I quit after 3 days. I'm Rob Ninkovich, and I cannot landscape. I quit.
Luckily for us, he did not quit on football, but let's all keep it 100. We know that football is a teensy bit tougher than landscaping. You're getting hit all the time. It's scary. Fingers crossed, my boy David Andrews, he's about to get hit. Let's head to the hall. It's time for Totally Challenged.
All right, thanks. Here we go. Welcome back into Totally Patriots, and it's time for Totally Challenged. I got a would you rather for you. Right. Would you rather never eat your favorite food again or have to give up your smartphone?
Give up, I'd give up my smartphone to eat whatever I wanted. I don't need, food's a lot more important to me than a smartphone.
What is your favorite food?
Favorite meal or favorite food?
Either one.
My favorite food, probably just something I could eat all day, mashed potatoes. I'd eat mashed potatoes all day.
Nice.
Would you rather be able to control the weather or to talk to animals?
Ooh. Talk to animals. I like to know what my dog thinks every day.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a German Shepherd.
Can you do the Macarena?
Maybe if I had the music. What is it? No. Over that? I haven't done it in a long time. I might have someone teach me first, but maybe with the music I could do it.
Would you rather fly or be invisible?
Ooh. I hate traffic, so probably fly. Fly over traffic, get somewhere faster.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Eat or drink, your choice.
How about your choice?
You get to pick.
Okay. The tomato juice.
Just drink some?
How is it?
Not good.
We want to thank you so much. Totally Challenged. Nice job. You guys make some noise for David Andrews right now.
What the Pats have been up to on social media.
What is this dude, Devin McCourty, doing with green pants? That's crazy. Look at that. Look at them green pants. What you got to say about that, Mayor? Green pants. Look at that.
What was your favorite football team growing up?
My favorite team growing up was the, believe it or not, the Baltimore Colts. I loved the Colts. Johnny Unitas, Raymond Berry, Alan Ameche, Marchetti, Donovan, all those guys. They were, Don Shula was the coach, and it was right up the road from where I lived in Maryland.
The Baltimore Colts, huh? Don't worry, Coach Belichick. I'm not judging you, and I can pretty much guarantee nobody in New England judges you because we heart you. You are our favorite. All right. We've seen a ton of great plays so far this season. Cannot wait to see what the boys do Sunday night in Indianapolis. But until then, let's check out our favorite plays from the big win against Dallas. We'll see you next week.
Just deadly. He could have made this from 63.
To the right side of the head. Intercepted.
How do you not love number 11? The Iron Man.